Eu sei. Mas que é o Happy Day?
That was Steve wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Day, in case you couldn't understand it.
That was his part in the Sunday school play. It's supposed to go, I am so very tidy, I don't have much to say. Just wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Day. And I know they understood him out there. We've had a dull, rainy Christmas day here. I suppose everybody's been happy on the inside, though. Santa Claus left a whole bunch of junk. The biggest thing he brought, I guess, is a pool table that they've had quite a bit of fun with. And other than that, he brought the usual amount of toys. We'll try to get each one to tell you what they got. I got some pajamas and a box of nuts and a bag of popcorn. And, of course, the shaving satchel you sent me. So everything suited me just fine. Steve got quite a collection of toys. He got the little radio that you sent him, and then Ed bought him one similar to that little clock radio. And he's had a lot of fun with them. And he got a little riding Jeep that he's run all over the place already. And he's got a barn with the push buttons to make the animals come out. You've probably seen the picture of them. And a coloring book, and house slippers, and a few odds and ends like that. I think he's really enjoyed it. And we had the big turkey. Everybody got stuffed with that. Other than that, I suppose it's been pretty much a routine Christmas. We try to get each one come and say a little something. I don't know if we can or not. I've been trying to get Steve to talk for a long time on this now, and that's the best we can get out of him. So maybe he'll groan around a little bit later.
One.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight, and nine, and ten.
Hi, everyone, and Merry Christmas. We've had a nice day here and hope that you all had the same. We had a big dinner, and right now I'm so full I can hardly talk. And I want to thank you for the pillowcases. I got some nice gifts. Carl, he takes ceramics on Saturday. Our neighbor gives him lessons, and he made me a pretty plaque. And Ricky got me earrings, and Wanda got me cologne, and Susan got me a nightgown, and the stupid old cat Pudding got me a sachet from Avon. This has been the usual Christmas season with the school plays and the church play and the Cub Scouts. I made the usual round. Steve said his church part earlier in the recording, but when he got up on the stage at church, he didn't say a word. He just looked around. I've made oodles of Christmas cookies this year, and the girls being moved out, I kept them supplied in cookies. Wanda and Susie come and spent the night with us last night so they'd be here and we could all open our gifts together this morning. And we've had a nice day together. Everybody's been happy with what they got, and we had a nice dinner. We had turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy and cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie and minced meat. That's partly what's wrong with me now. I'm almost too people to talk. It almost makes you ashamed to think that we have so much to eat when there's people that are going hungry. And I told the kids today, if there ever comes a time when we don't have it so good, to always remember this year when we seem to have so much. But maybe some people would think that what we have isn't much, but we're thankful.
Hello. Everything that I got for Christmas is just a couple odds and ends. I got the Game of Life and a 7-Up dispenser and Snippers and walkie-talkies and a pool table for everybody. Oh yeah, and on Snoopy, they got me a Snoopy dish, and the soap is in shapes of bones and has little Woodstock standing on the edge of the where you put the soap in. Yeah, it's a dog dish, and it's hard to remember everything. No, I think that's about all. That's all I got. Well, yeah, I got a cat a present. It's for the girls, really. When Puddin doesn't eat everything, they just put this little plastic cap over the can, and that means he can eat it later. That's about all I have to say.
Hi, this is Sue. I want to thank you for the makeup case. It was really cute. And I did pretty well this year. I got a nightgown, and I got a little makeup case from Wanda. It's in the shape of a cat. And Mom got me a frying pan, electric frying pan, and Ricky got us some cookbooks to go along with it. And I got some bubble bath and cologne, and Carl made me a ceramic angel, and he molded two of them, and he molded them and painted them himself, and they were really cute. And I'm thankful for what I got. I, you know, feel like I got a nice presents from everyone. And I've been doing rather well in my job. My supervisor was commenting about my work. He liked it, and I also got a raise for Christmas. It wasn't for Christmas, but it came now, so I'm considering it a Christmas gift. And our apartment living is pretty good. We're trying to keep up on our housework, but we aren't very much, but we're trying to keep it straight. Everything in general has been going all right. So I'll say goodbye now.
Do you like your farm? Do you like your whale?
The bear.
Do you like your kitty cat?
The kitty cat.
Meow, meow. You like him, don't you? There's Sue.
Oh, you're gonna play with your. Was that the pig? Squeak the pig, okay? Oh. The farmer doesn't say anything. He just rides his plow. Go in. Say hi, kid.
I'd like to thank you very much for the makeup case you gave me. It was really cute. I'm going to forget everything I got for Christmas now that I'm here. Susie got me a Pyrex percolator that I guessed before I opened it, and she's so mad she'll never forgive me. And Mom gave me a toaster. Carl gave me a candelabra he'd made in ceramic class. Yes, you did.
I know.
Yeah, candelabra. And I also got drawer liner, scented drawer liner. I got a lot of candy, a lot of cookies. Too much, really. Ricky gave Susie and I cookbooks to help us along. I got pajamas, and Stevie got me some little slippers, so I had a very good Christmas this year. I don't know just what I've told you is going on now. You know we moved out, and I wrecked the car I got, so I have another one now. I got a new job working at a... Oh, the wreck wasn't my fault. It was the other guy. And I got a new job. Pardon?
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm okay. Just a little, what, absent-minded or bird brain from it. I quit my job with Wards, and I'm working with an advertising agency now. And they're very good people to work for. So actually, I've had a pretty good year. The car I got runs better than my Rambler anyway. So, that's unless Steve has some more to say. Come on. Mad cat. Yell at him. Tell him you want to go outside and we won't let you out. You're really mad about that, aren't you?
Well, hello. Well, I ain't got much to say, but for Christmas I got first that wallet, and that'll be handy for holding my money. And Wanda got me some soap, and $5. And Sue got me a aftershave decanter with aftershave in it, and it's shaped like an old-fashioned gun. And Carl got me a book, and Steve got me a soldering gun kit, and Santa Claus brought me a game and some slippers. But that's about all I got for Christmas, except for we all got the pool table. I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. But that's about all I got to say.
Do you have anything to say about your school or anything?
No.
You want to write a letter?
Huh?
If you want to write a letter, you might as well tell them that.
Well, I've been doing good in school, but that's about all I got to say in school. Sitting in the basement.
I don't know what you do in the basement.
Well, I just mess around with my radio stuff, which would be boring. I've been playing pool. That's about it.
Well, as you can see, we can't get much cooperation in the recording. Everybody just gives a little simple statement to what they got, and that's all you can get out of them. But the odd part is, before I got this thing down, you couldn't hear yourself thinking here. Everybody was clattering away, going 90 miles an hour. All kinds of noises, Steve running through the house, hollering, and the cat meowing, and everything else. And I got the recorder down, and you could hear a pin drop anywhere in the house. Try to get somebody to say something, and they won't say anything. Some of these recording levels may not be right. The S meter on my recorder quit, and I don't know where I'm at. Some of the first ones is recorded a little heavy, and it kept getting worse, and I finally decided just to not use the S meter and just guess at the level. If it's not close enough, I'd re-record, but some of them's pretty low, and some of them might be too loud. This is the S meter I added to it, and it's got a little transistorized panel, and apparently I had it sitting on the carpet, and it wasn't ventilating and got too hot, and the meter quit. But other than that, I think it's all right. Maybe you can understand what we're saying anyway. I'm using a new mic. You know, I left the one down there last year that I had been using, so I used that for an excuse to get me a better one. And this is the first time I've used it. I only got it about a week ago. So I hope it sounds good. It's a nice, bright, shiny one anyway. Got a nice little stand for it, and a big long cord. I'll have a lot of fun with it. The other tape you have will be some music I recorded. I bought some records. They're songs of the West.
And, well, they were so good, I just thought you'd enjoy some of them. So I recorded what I considered the best ones off of it, filled up a tape of the ones I could get to anyway. And I hope you enjoy them. I never heard of this guy that recorded them. It's Ken Carson. I don't know if he's any relation to the Kit Carson, but apparently he's a recording star just for this company that put those out. It's one of those television specials they put on. Three records for $4.98. But without knowing any difference, you'd probably think they were the Sons of the Pioneers. And all three records are just about as good as the recordings. It is good stereo, so when you hear it on a good system, they really do sound good. And I thought you'd enjoy that. I've not been doing very much on organ playing lately. In fact, with this fuel crisis on, I've closed off the heat upstairs, and it's just too cold to stay up there anymore. I hardly ever... I've had it off now for about 2 weeks, and I just don't get to stay up there much. It's too cold. That's also kind of limited my experimenting around in electronics. My workbench, as you know, is up there. And if it's too cold to play the organ, it's too cold to mess around with that. So I've not been doing a whole lot experimenting. I get up a little, freeze for a half hour, and that's enough, so I come back. I suppose I'll have to move into the basement for the winter if I can get my workbench back from Rick. He's about took over down there. He's, if you can believe it or not, collected more junk than I have. And he just about lives in the basement messing around with something. All kinds of crazy noises come out from there. Even he already stole part of my test equipment, got it down there, and I didn't get it back. So I suppose one of these days we'll start fighting over this stuff. He's been using my workbench and soldering iron, and then, well, like he told you, he did get a soldering gun for Christmas. I don't know if he'll leave mine alone after he gets that, or if he'll still keep his in good shape and use mine. But anyway, I've not been doing a whole lot of work, so if he uses it, at least somebody is. Well, while I was talking to you, I think the holiday caught up with Steve. He must have eaten too much. He got sick and went in the bathroom and made a mess. So I suppose that ended his Christmas for the time being. I guess he just eat too much junk. Normally, he don't eat much sweets or anything, but when everybody else is eating, I suppose he thinks he has to have something, too, and... It's only been lately that he's got so he'll eat any kind of sweets. He's got now so he likes donuts and certain types of candies. He still don't care much for chocolate. Up until about 6 months ago, he just wouldn't eat any kind of candy. Soda crackers or something like that suited him. I think his favorite's still peanut butter, though. He'll come in and get a spoon every once in a while and start hollering butter. So she'll get the peanut butter down and give him a spoon of butter, and he'll go over and sit at the table and eat his peanut butter, and that suits him just fine. But something didn't suit him today.